People are spending more and more time talking to computers, and the software people are trying to turn it into a friendly conversation, right down to providing users with ready-made first-person pronouns they can use, like that icon on the Windows desktop that says, "My computer." According to our linguist, Jeff Nunberg, it's a game that even an 8-year-old can understand.
Every once in a while, my 8-year-old daughter Sophie comes up to me when I'm working. She puts her arm around me in a transparently insincere display of affection, then walks away giggling. I know this trick, and as soon as she's gone, I pat my back, looking for a post-it that says something like, "I'm a knucklehead." It's funny, you'd think that pronoun I wouldn't mean anything if I didn't put it there myself, but somehow it makes me implicit in the utterance. She's visited a small indignity on me, and we both know it. This is about the most powerful magic you can work with writing, putting a first-person pronoun into somebody else's mouth. It was probably no more than a couple of weeks after the invention of cuneiform in Sumer 5 millennia ago that some scribe had the idea of pressing the characters for "kick me" on a clay tablet and fastening it to the back of the robes of some passing priest. But the game didn't really come into its own until recent times as writing spread to every aspect of our lives. Buttons, T-shirts, bumper stickers, magazine inserts, credit agreements, all of them full of first-person pronouns that other people have obligingly fashioned for our use. "I heart SF," "my grandmother went to Hawaii and all I got was this lousy T-shirt," "bill me now." Most of these we tack on more or less willingly, but some of them just come with a job. You have to feel for those drivers who have to roll around in company vans with stickers on the bumpers that say, "How am I driving? Call 555-1234. It's just a sophisticated version of the "kick me" game, where the object is to make the driver a party to the message. I don't know who came up with the idea, but I'll give you odds the word "ownership" came into the conversation somewhere. As in, "McNally, we want you to feel a sense of ownership about your turn signals." The people who designed new technologies were quick to catch on to this maneuver. You log in, and there's a page labeled My Yahoo or My Excite, where you can set your own interest profile. You turn on your PC, and there's a little icon on the Windows desktop that's labeled My Computer. The first time I saw this, I couldn't figure it out. Who did that "my" refer to? Bill Gates? It was a second before I realized that it was just Microsoft's way of trying to provide me with a proprietary sense about my file directories. In a way, this is the biggest breakthrough in pronoun control since Sumer. It isn't like the "How am I driving" bumper sticker, where the company that owns the truck is talking through the driver's voice to the other people on the road. Here you have Microsoft or Yahoo supplying both ends of the conversation, referring to the user with "my," at the same time they're referring to themselves with "we." That's what a lot of interactivity seems to come down to, online or off. It's the same story whether you're consulting a web page, filling out a customer satisfaction survey, or trying to get your Visa balance over a telephone voice menu. They can try to create the illusion of real conversation by putting in first-person pronouns for you, but everybody's aware that it's a menu-driven world. It's like in a restaurant, when that friendly waiter asks you how you want your salad. You know that there are only three choices: Russian, French, or oil and vinegar.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.